Okay, good morning. Thank you for coming. And our learning this morning should be a merit. Lili Nishmas, Mirachai, Nachama Bracha, Wa Shalom, Astavid Mordechai, and for Fua Shlema, for Shimon Simcha Ben Pnina Yehudis. We are on the bottom of Kuflam and Chesme Beis. We're dealing with the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKen. The mitzvah to send away the mother bird and then take the young. So the Mishnah taught us about this mitzvah. It doesn't apply to mizuman. It doesn't apply to that which is already, you know, arranged, set up, prepared. It only applies, as the Torah says, ki karei, if you happen to meet something in the wilderness. But if you already own something, if you own a bird to send away the mother bird to take its chicks, that's not this mitzvah. This mitzvah is when you find in the wild a bird over its chicks, you can send away the mother bird to then take away the chicks. The Mishnah said this mitzvah applies b'chulin. The mitzvah of Shiluach HaKen applies b'chulin to that which is not holy, avalo b'mukdashim, but it doesn't apply to that which is already holy. Asks the Gemara, Amai lo, why is it that there is no Shiluach HaKen in Kadshim? Answers the Gemara, there's a pasuk. The pasuk says, Shaleach tishalach es ha'ein. Send away, you shall surely send away the mother. V'mishat mitzuvah l'shalcho. When do you have a mitzvah of Shiluach HaKen with a mother that you're supposed to send away? Yatzazeh, but that excludes it excludes a situation of a karban, of a holy bird. There you're not supposed to send it away. If you send it away, someone else might be violating me'ila. Someone else might end up with a holy bird and use it. No, when you have a holy bird, you're supposed to bring it to the man in charge of the hektesh, in charge, you're supposed to bring it to the attendant, to the executive of Hektesh. So therefore, since you're not supposed to send it away, it's not included in this pasuk of Shaleach Teshalach. Amar Ravina, Ravina said, now that we have a rule that you're only supposed to send away, and you only have a mitzvah in sending away those birds that you can send away, that you don't need to bring them somewhere else. So therefore, if you'd have a bird that was a murderer, since you have to bring it to Beis Din to get it killed, that's called Shor HaNiskal, an animal that has to be killed because it itself killed a human being. Such a bird would not have the law of Shiluach HaKen. Oftar, let's say you have a kosher bird, Shaharigas HaNefesh, that killed somebody, killed a person. Hatar Mishiluach, if you now see that bird which had killed a person on top of a nest, you don't need to send it away. My time, again, the same logic. Domer, Kodah Pazak says, Shaliach Teshalach HaSaim, send away those who should be sent away, the mother. Some bird, there's just a mitzvah to send it away. Yatzazeh, to exclude a bird that killed someone. Shiyatza mitzvah l'shalcho, you don't have a mitzvah to send it away. El avi l'bezdin, on the contrary, you have a mitzvah to bring it to Beis Din and let it get killed by the Beis Din. One second, what's the case? Id the gamardina, if it already killed and it was already convicted, bar k'talahu, it should have already been killed. It should have been in the hands of Beis Din, and they should be ready to kill it. What do you mean you should don't send it away? Okay, the case is, Delo Gamardina. The case is that you saw it kill, other witnesses also saw it kill, but it has yet to be convicted. So therefore, it hasn't been brought to Beis Din yet. You can't send it away from its nest, because Ubayi Lasi LeBeidina, you have to bring it to the Beis Din. Why? Because you have to be Mekayim Be, you have to fulfill in this bird, Uviarta Rami Kirbecha. And you should get rid of the evil from your midst. There is a mitzvah in the Torah that when there is an evil item, a murderer, an animal that killed a person, we have a mitzvah to get rid of that evil. Uviarta Rami Kirbecha. And you should get rid of the evil from your midst. So since there's a mitzvah of Uviarta Rami Kirbecha, you can't send away the bird. Sending away the bird would be Shaleach Teshalach. That would be just sending it away. You can't send it away. You need to get rid of it, because this is a bird that's evil. You have to destroy it. So since you have to get rid of it, you can't fulfill in it the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKen. Yeah, question.
Well, you're going to the Beit Din, you're allowed to kill and just kill the bird, period, even for sport.
But Bezin is supposed to. In a case of an animal that kills, Bezin is supposed to do it.
Whatever, if the bird flies away, and the only way you could catch him is by bow and thing there, okay? I cannot catch him to bring him to the basin. What do you do?
That's what you do. You shoot him. You shoot him. Because okay. You want to fulfill this mitzvah. Get rid of the evil from your midst.
You need
the
two
witnesses
yes. For that bird.
Yes.
Too?
Yes. Kemisas abaylim, nachmisas ashor. Yes. If you don't have a choice. But otherwise, you bring him to Bezdin. All right, so going back to the Mishnah. The reason why we got into the issues of birds that kill is because the Mishnah taught us about Mukdashin. The Mishnah taught us about an animal that is Kodesh, in this case being, we said, a bird also that's Kodesh. So if something is Kodesh, then you don't have the option of Shaleach to Shalach, of sending it away. And then, if you don't have the option of sending it away, so then there is no mitzvah in the sending it of it away. So now, says the Gemara, Hani Mukdashin, when you have a bird that's Kodesh, we said there's no mitzvah to send it away because you don't want to cause a problem from Ela anywhere. You're supposed to bring it to the Gizbar, so therefore there's no mitzvah Shiloh HaKen with it. Hey, if you don't, what's the case of a holy bird? Ela Medavale Ken Besoch Beso. Let's say I have a nest in my house. And I made the bird and everything in it holy. So then, of course, there's no mitzvah to send it away. The Torah says when you might meet a nest, that excludes a nest that's already prepared, it's already set. Ellis, what's the case? The Chazaken Baalma. I was walking in the forest. While walking in the forest, I saw a nest. Right? It's not mine. So the nest isn't mine, the bird isn't mine, the chicks aren't mine, the eggs aren't mine. Back to shape. Then I made the bird holy. So now I can't send it away. I understand. Mikadosh, did that sanctification even make it holy? The Torah says, Ishki Yakdish has beso kodesh amrachmana, a man who will make his house holy, Hashem said. Which tells you, my beso birshu, so just like the house is in your domain. I've called Bershuso. It has to be things that are in your domain that you can make holy. But if I find something in the wild, it's not mine. I can't even make it holy. Ella, so rather, what's the case? I lifted up the chicks. So they were mine. And I made the chicks holy. And then the mother came on top of them. So in such a case, in such a case, even if it's not holy, I can't send away the mother, and I wouldn't get a mitzvah in sending away the mother. Let's say somebody took the chicks already, then he puts them back into the nest, and then the mother comes back on top of them. He doesn't need to send it away, because it's not just that the mother has to be the wild, the chicks also have to be the wild. When you happen to meet Prat Lumazuman, to exclude that which is already prepared and that which is already yours. If I acquired the chicks and it's already mine, it's called Mizuman. If it's called Mizuman, there's no law of Shiluach HaKen. So what's this case here that there's no Shiluach HaKen because it's holy? It wouldn't be Shiluach HaKen because it's yours. It wouldn't be Shiluach HaKen because it's Mizuman. Ella, the case is like this. I'm walking in the wild. In the wild, I see a nest. I lift up the mother. By lifting up the mother, I acquire the mother from Hefker. Then I make the mother holy. And then, after I made the mother holy, the Hadra, then the mother flew away. Then it flies back. So once it comes back onto the kids, right, I made it holy. Then the mother came back onto the kids, so now the only reason why I don't need to send it away is because it's holy, and shaliach to shalach, send away, but not that which you're not supposed to send away. So the one second. Meikara yichayev labishiluach mekame da'aktisha. He should have sent it away before he made it holy, because when he picks it up, now he owns it. So he's obligate, even before he picked it up, before he picked it up, when he first found it, right? When he first finds it, he has a mitzvah of shiloh haken, of sending away the mother, because he doesn't own it yet.
He has no intent of taking the eggs.
One second. Even if he doesn't have intent to take the eggs, right? He sees the mother bird in the wild. He now has a mitzvah of shiloh haken, a mitzvah to send away the mother bird and take the kids. Let's say he didn't. Then he picks it up to acquire it. Then he makes it holy. The obligation already started. So if the obligation already started, says the Gemara, the obligation wouldn't be lost by making it holy. Meikari chayev lebishiluach mikami da'aktisha. From the very beginning, he was obligated to send it away before he had made it holy, before he had acquired it and then made it holy. D'etanya zulend in a braisa. Rabbi Yochanan ben Yosef Omer. Rabbi Yochanan ben Yosef says, hiktish chayev. Let's talk about now kisi adam. If we know kisi adam doesn't apply to kachim. Let's say someone takes a wild animal and he consecrates it, v'yachakach shachta, and then he slaughters it. So then he's slaughtering kachim. Then he's patim lachasos. Then he's exempt from kisi adam. But shachta, but if he first slaughtered it, so once he slaughters a secular animal and he spills the blood, there's a mitzvah to cover that blood. V'yachakach ikdisha, then once there's already a mitzvah on him to cover, he then makes the blood holy. Chayev lachasos. We know he still needs to cover. Because since when he spilled the blood, it wasn't holy yet. At that point, there was an obligation that he should cover it. Even though now he made it holy, the making it holy doesn't remove the obligation. Shekvar neschayev bekisui, because he already became obligated in covering. Kodem shiyavli dehektish, before it came to becoming holy. So, the same way with kisi adam, if the chiyuv starts, he's already going to stay obligated, even though he made it holy in the middle. Certainly the same is true with Hekdesh and Shiluach HaKen. If he first sees a bird in the wild, the obligation started. Even though makes it holy, the obligation doesn't get removed. So what is this case of a holy bird? And because it's holy, there's no law of Kisiyah, there's no law of Shiluach HaKen. So now we're going to see an argument between Rav and Shmuel. Rav Amar Rav suggested the following case. Bemaktish peros shovcha. Someone has a dove coat, and in the dove coat there are doves. And he says, whatever birds will be born from these doves are going to become holy as olas nedava, as karbanos ola. So that's what happens. When they were born holy. But then umardu. Then they rebelled against him. And they flew away into the wild, and there in the wild, these holy birds made nests, had eggs, and chicks. So now, from the very beginning, when they were made holy, they had belonged to him, and Hektish had taken effect on them, because they were his. But now he found them out in the wild. So now, there is a law of if they would be chulin, right? If I have birds and the birds run away from me, and then they go into the wild, and in the wild they make a nest. If I find them in the wild, I now have a mitzvah of sending them away. It's not called mazuman anymore. It's not called prepared anymore. They ran away into the wild. But here, the only reason why these things do not have a mitzvah to send them away is because they are kodesh.
So Rabbi, when he sends the mother away, And in the air, it makes the mother kodesh. And then he finds that the mother has chicks in it, you know, that she has to take care of. So he could do the shechita of the mother now because he made her kodesh, or, you know, after he found that, which one comes first, the mother or the kodesh, you know?
No, saying the case here is that the case where, because it's holy, there is no mitzvah of sending the mother away, because it was holy from the beginning as a little child.
The mother. Then if he finds out that later, after he makes the mother kodesh, finds out that, oh, it's the mother of, you know, chicks here.
That doesn't matter.
So what happens here now?
That doesn't matter. Once there's a holy mother of chicks, there's no mitzvah to send it away. Once it's holy, there's no mitzvah to send it away.
Once it's holy, it's holy.
Right.
But it's a part of the dove coat, he doesn't have to send it away either.
if it would be his. Also, you don't need to send away, because then it's mezuman. But here we're talking about a case where it escaped.
And then the blood, we always have to cover the blood anyhow. So why we have to cover the
and of wild animals.
Or the wild animal.
So now, so that's case number one. Rav said the case of the Mishnah is b'matish peiro shovcho. He has a dove coat. He says that whatever birds will be born from the doves in the dove coat, those doves, those baby doves, are going to become holy from birth. They were doves born. Umardu, those doves rebelled and ran away, and now they're in the wilderness. And now he finds them in the wilderness, so now there's no mitzvah of sending them away, because since they're in the wilderness, they are they've already been sent to, they're in the wilderness, but they're holy. So if they're holy, there's no idea of sending them away, because sending away is shaliach to shalach, send away that which you could send away. This you're not supposed to send away, you're supposed to bring it to the gizbat. Now Rav's talking about kadshei aguf, about a carbon. Shmuel said, no, we're not talking about a carbon, we're talking about kedushas bedek habayis. B'makdish tarnegolto lebedek habayis. It's a guy who made his chicken holy for bedek habayis, because you can't bring a chicken as a carbon. And what happened was that this chicken then ran away, went into the wild, because if it's in my house, it's mezuman, went into the wild. In the wild, it had made a nest. Now I find my chicken that I'd made bedek habayis out into the wild. Again, I don't need to send it away because it is holy. So I said, but Shmuel lo amar ki Rav. I understand Shmuel doesn't want to say like Rav. The kamukin lo bekatshe bedek habayis. Because Shmuel would rather say that the Mishnah is talking about things that aren't a carbon, just holy for the repair of the Beis HaMikdash, like a chicken. To say even that which doesn't have the holiness of a carbon, it doesn't have kushas aguf, it doesn't have internal holiness, intrinsic holiness, even so, there's no law of sending it away. Ela Rav, but according to Rav, my time alo amar k'Shmuel, why didn't Rav say like Shmuel that we're talking about a chicken? Amalcha Rav, so Rav will tell you, tafka kapachi mishiluach kigon peiro shovcho. The kachim is beachninu. When does the Mishnah exempt sending away the holy things? That's when it'll be when a guy sanctified the chicks of the dove cult. Because that's something which has intrinsic holiness. The kivan, the kachim, kedushas aguf, because since it has an intrinsic holiness, lo paka kedushas ayominayu, even though these chicks ran away from me, I made the chicks of my dove coat holy. The chicks are born, they're holy. Then they fly away. Even though they flew away, the holiness doesn't leave, because they are kados b'kedushas haguf, an intrinsic holiness. Av b'matish tarnagol to lebedek habayis. But in the case of Shmuel, a man who makes his chicken holy, so a chicken can't be a carbon ever. So a person who makes a chicken holy, it's not going to have intrinsic holiness. It's not a carbon. What is it? It's just holy for its value, for the bedek habayis, for the repair of the temple. The lav kachim is beach. That's not holy for the Beis HaMikdash. Kedushas dam ba'almahu. That's just the holiness for its value to help repair the temple. So then Rav holds, you don't have the case of shiluach haken here. Because again, if it's in my house, there's certainly no shiluach haken because it's prepared. If it ran away from my house, I'm not going to be exempt from Shiluach HaKen because it's holy. No, if it runs away from my house, there will be an obligation of Shiluach HaKen. Because Kevin Demarza, if you have something which is holy with only Bedek HaBayis holiness, if it rebels and runs away from you, Paka Kedushas Zayhu, its holiness is gone. This is a way to remove Kedushas Bedek HaBayis, something, a new idea, we haven't seen this until now. If you make something holy, but it's not so holy, it doesn't have intrinsic holiness, it only has holiness of value. If this item runs away from you, it's the same way if it would be chulin and an item were to run away from you, right? If I had a dog and my dog runs away. So if my dog runs away, then I give up on it. It becomes hefker. So kedushas bedek habayis is also, it's just monetary ownership. It's that hektish owns it. Instead of me owning it, hektish owns it. But if it ran away, so now it becomes hefker. So if it became hefker, it loses the kedushas bedek habayis. So I can't tell you that the case where the Mishnah is saying if it's holy, there's no law to chase it away, is a chicken that was holy. Because a chicken that was holy, if it ran away from the house to go to the wild, is no longer holy. because it loses the Berek HaBayis Holiness, because it becomes Efker. That's the view of Rav. Rav holds, came with the Marda, since it runs away, Pakuk Tusha Sayu, so then the holiness is gone, then Chayevus B'Shiluach, then it would be obligated in sending it away. So what does Shmuel say? No, Shmuel says amazing. Shmuel says, no, why do I disagree? Why do I say that the case of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says that a chick, the Mishnah says that which is holy, you don't need to send away. And Shmuel said, what type of holy bird are we talking about? We're talking about a chicken. Why? Rav's point is if a chicken runs away and it's in the wild, so now the chicken loses its holiness. It doesn't lose its holiness. Because a chicken's not like my dog. My dog, when it runs away from me, I don't have control over it. But a chicken of Hekdesh, it runs away from me, God still has control of it, because God's the owner. Wherever it's located, it's still in God's home. As the pasuk says, to God, the whole earth and everything in it belongs to Him. That's all God's home. It doesn't become hefker. If I have a dog and my dog runs away from me, then it becomes hefker. But if God has a dog and God's dog runs from my house out into the forest, it's still in God's home. My home is God's home. And the forest is God's home. So it doesn't become hefker. So it stays holy. So that could be the case of our Mishnah.
It doesn't make sense. What he's saying.
What?
What? All of a sudden, the chicken is God's in his position of God.
Yes, because he made it Ekdesh.
But the dog,
he made it holy. He consecrated it.
Because if anywhere he goes, the chicken is.
Now, once it's consecrated and it belongs to God.
Under the dog's supervision here.
That the dog was consecrated. It was my dog. I didn't make the dog holy.
Ran away.
If my dog runs away.
And how? You cannot make a dog holy to begin with.
You could. Right? You could. That's Berek HaBayis. But the value. You can make it holy.
Put the value on, then he still has the money. The value, he has to give it to Hekdesh.
Yeah.
So what's the difference?
What's the difference in what?
He made the chicken holy.
Right.
That means he now transferred the holiness into money.
He will have to do that.
The money he still have to give.
Yeah,
to
correct.
He's on the hook.
He's on the hook for that.
Right.
But the chicken is running around.
But it's still
running.
It doesn't matter. Dog or chicken is on a hook anyhow. If I didn't make the dog holy.
I'm just saying if an item runs away from its owner, it becomes hefker. If an item runs away from Hekdesh, it's still Hekdesh, according to Shmuel, because wherever it is, it belongs to the owner. The owner is everywhere.
But that's God in this.
Correct.
Case. But Shmuel, I mean, but this whole thing is in relationship to us, no? I mean, why are we saying that it's ownership of Hashem?
Because we want to explain the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Mukdashim, that which is holy, there's no law of Shiluach HaKen. There's no law to send away the bird that's holy. So what type of bird? Is it a bird that's a karban, or it's a bird of Berek HaBayis?
But the point is, it's a bird. I mean, you can't even tell that if that's a bird that ran away.
No, but you had to have labeled it or something. I don't know. That's also what Rabbi Yochanan explained. Rabbi Yochanan, in the case of the Mishnah of the bird, of the holy bird that you don't need to send away, is b'makdish tarnugol to lebedek habayis. We're talking about a guy takes his chicken. He says, my chicken is holy. If his chicken is holy, is it a karban? No, it's just holy to repair the temple. Umarda, then the chicken ran away from his house. Once it runs away from his house, so now the chicken, is in the wild. And even though it's in the wild, it's still holy. Rabbi Shimon Lakish said to him, to Rabbi Yochanan, came and Shemarda, if the chicken ran away from your house and now it's in the wild, Pakalak Dushasa, it loses its holiness. Amar Leisi, Rabbi Yochanan said back, the same answer that Shmuel said to Rav. No, if a chicken runs away, it doesn't lose its holiness. Because a chicken was holy and it belonged to God. So even though it ran away, but because of the Rachman Issa, it's still in God's home. As the verse says, Lashem Aretzum Loa, to God, everything in the earth and in it belong. Yeah, what's the question, Roger?
So he makes the chicken holy, transfers the holiness of the chicken to money.
No, he didn't do that. He just made the chicken holy.
That he did. What then, happens to that chicken now?
So now the chicken is not holy. So then there would be a mitzvah to send it away.
If you made the temple whole, I guess.
If you've removed the sanctity from the chicken and put it into coins,
then the chicken
is schooling again.
Okay. So the bottom line is just pay the money, right? And then
you could do that.
Yeah.
You could do that. So now the Gemara says, "V'rami Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan." We should ask a contradiction in the views of Rabbi Yochanan. V'rami Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Rabbi Shimon Lakish, and we should ask a contradiction in the views of Reish Lakish. Therefore, we've learned the following. A fellow who says, Manezeh, these 25 slayim are lebedek habayis, are consecrated for the temple trust. Then v'nignevu nevdu, then they are stolen, or they went missing. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chaya Bachur Yusuf, Rabbi Yochanan says he has to replace it to the temple trust. However, ad sheyavo lidei gizbar, unless he had already brought it to the temple. If he had brought it to the temple, then the temple loses it, so then he's not responsible. Rish Lakish, Amar Rish Lakish said no, even though he lost the 25 shek, the 25 slayim. But okay, so the thief now has what belongs to the temple. The temple hasn't lost. Kalecha de Isa, wherever it is, Bevegazah de Rachman Isa, belongs to God. Dechsev, as it says, Lashem Aratzum Loa, to God is everything. So now Kasha de Reish Lakish, Ad Reish Lakish. Here you have a contradiction in the views of Reish Lakish. In regards to a person stealing Bedek Habayis, Reish Lakish invokes the rule Lashem Aratzum Loa. Whereas in regards to a chicken of Bedek Habayis running away, Reish Lakish didn't say Lashem Aratzum Loa. It says that the chicken ran away, it loses its holiness. And Kasha de Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, have a contradiction in Rabbi Yochanan. So Gemara says like this, Reish Lakish Ad Reish Lakish Lo Kasha. Reish Lakish maybe is not in a contradiction against Reish Lakish. Who is Reish Lakish's teacher? Rabbi Yochanan. This first lesson, when a guy has made Bedek Habayis holy coins, and then the coins get stolen, Reish Lakish says Reish Lakish says he doesn't need to replace it. That was after he learned from Rabbi Yochanan. The first case, when Reish Lakish said in regards to the chicken, that if it runs away, it's not holy anymore. That was Makamah D'Shamri Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi. Before he learned from Rabbi Yochanan his Rabbi, the concept of Lashem Aratzum Loa. This case of when the money goes missing, Reish Lakish says, okay, no problem. He doesn't have any responsibility. He doesn't have any achrayus. He doesn't have to replace it, because wherever it is, it still belongs to God. L'zavas L'Shamri Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi. It's after he heard this lesson from Rabbi Yochanan his teacher. El Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan Kasha. But Rabbi Yochanan's a contradiction. In regards to chickens, Rabbi Yochanan says, wherever it runs away, it still belongs to Hekdesh.
Because Hashem
owns it all everywhere. But here in regards to Hekdesh monies that are stolen, Rabbi Yochanan says, you need to replace them. Why do you need to replace them? God didn't lose out wherever they are. They still belong to God. So he answers the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, now Mokasha. Even Rabbi Yochanan is not a contradiction to what he says. This case, where he has to replace it, is Hada Amar Alai. That's what he said. On me is the responsibility to give Hekdesh a mana of shkalim, a mana of slime. So if he says on me is the responsibility, so he has to deliver it. If it goes missing, he has to deliver it. Hadamar, the case of the chicken where he says if it runs away, it's still holy. It's the Amar Rezu. It's because he said this one is holy. This one is holy. If it ran away, it's also still holy. So Gemara says, 1 second, Michal Rav Shimon Malakish, Afak Avdamar, Alay Lamachai. Rav Shlakish would say, even if he said, Arei Alay, on me there's incumbent an obligation of giving a money, and then the money goes stolen. He doesn't need to replace it, but didn't we learn a Braisa? Ezehu Ned, this is the famous Mishnah in Mesechus Megillah. Ezehu Neder Ve'ezehu Nedava. What's the difference between Neder and Nedava? Mm-hmm. Neder is a person who says, Ha'omer, one who says, Arei Alay Ola. On me is incumbent to bring an Ola. Nedava is someone who says, Arei Zu Ola. This animal is an Ola. Umabe Neder and Nedava. What's the difference between a Neder and a Nedava? Neder Meso Nignava, if it was stolen or dies, or Shavrik went lost. You need to replace it because he said a real lie. Nidav, if he said this one, Meso Nignava, Oshavda, Eno Chai Bach Yusa. So Amalachar Reish Lakish will tell you that law, that Harei Olai creates a lasting obligation. Hanimidi, that's only true. Kachim is Beach, when he makes a carbon holy. He says, on me there's a carbon. The Mechusar Akrava, where all we're missing is the offering. Aval Kachim Bedek Habayis, but in regards to Kachim Bedek Habayis, the Lav Mechusar Akrava, there's no law that you need to offer it. You just have to donate it. But once you made it, Bedek Habayis, the wealth donated. Aval Gavda Amar Alai, Lo Mechayev, even though he said, on me, he's not obligated, because once he said, this is Hekdesh, he already fulfilled his Nadar, and therefore he doesn't have any further responsibilities.
So Rabbi, if the money gets stolen, who has to replace the money?
That's the Machlokas. According to one opinion, the guy who made the Nadar still has to replace it. According to the other opinion, since wherever it is, it belongs to God, doesn't need to replace it. He already gave it to God.
Eliyahu Hanavi?
No, it already belongs to God. It'll come back. It is God's.
The guy already, the Ghanim already spent it on God. Where did it go to?
Wherever he spent it on, it belongs to God. Yeah, so in the next place where it is, in the store, it belongs to God too. Ask the Gemara, what's not willing to the Mishnah and Erechin? Homer Shor Zeola, a person who says this ox is an Ola, or Bayis Ze Karban, this house is going to be sold and I'm going to use the money for a Karban. And then Mesa Shor, then the ox dies, or Nafala Bayis, so the house falls down. Eno Chayabach Riusan, he doesn't have to replace them. Shor ze alai ola, but if he said this ox on me is an ola, bayis ze alai carbon, this house on me is a carbon. Mesa shor nafala bayis, if the ox dies or the house falls down, chayav l'sham, he needs to replace. So you see, even though it's kachi bede kabayis, we're talking about a house, it's not a carbon. When he says hare alai, he needs to replace. So the Gemara says, no. Rish Lakish will tell you like this. Hani mili, when does he need to replace? If the ox died, or Navala Bayis, the house fell down, then Chayav L'Shami needs to pay the Lesnu because they're not around. Aval Hechadis, Nubarish Lakish will argue, if you have Kachi Berek HaBayis and they're just not in your house because they were stolen, since they still exist in the world, Kol Hechadi Isa, wherever they are, Bevei Gaza D'Rachman Isa, they are in the domain of God. And therefore, there's nothing to replace. Tziv as it's, because you've already delivered it. Tziv as it says, La Hashem Ha'aretz Umloa. To God is the land and everything in it. Amar Rav Amnuna said, Hakol Modim Be'erichin. Everybody agrees in regards to Erichin. Erichin, we know, is when a person says these key words. The Erich of somebody is on me. So the Torah in the end of Parshas Bechukosai gives values based on a person's age. You know, from 5 to 20, there's one value. From 20 to 50, another value. So, Rav Amnuna said, Hakol Modim, even Rish Lakish would agree. Be'erichin, in regards to Erichin, Afa Gavda Amar Alai, even Rabbi Yochanan would agree, if he says, Harei Alai, where he says, Erichi Alai, my Erich is on me. Lo Mechayev, if you put aside the money. And after he puts aside the right amount of money, it was stolen, he doesn't have to replace it. My time or why? To lo mitmar lei below alai. Because there's no way to say erich without saying the word alai. So therefore, since there's no way to say erich without saying the word alai, if he says alai, he doesn't mean to create an obligation that he needs to replace. Hey chalema, what do you want him to say? Lema erki, my erich. My erich what? Aman. What? Is he going to pay it? Someone else going to pay his erich? Lema erich ploni, if he's going to say someone else's erich, also aman. Who has the obligation? Maskefla Rava, so Rava said, no, but that's not true. Lame, he could have said, Hareini be'erki. He could have said, Hareini be'erich ploni. So therefore, if he said, Harei erki alai, that should mean an obligation, because he could have said, I am in this erich. But, and furthermore, time you have a braisa. Rabbi Nassim says, the verse says about a person who donates a field that he has purchased. Vinasan esa erkecha bayomahu, and you should give the value that day. Kodesh Lashem. So matzam alum. Why does it say vinasan esa erkecha? Why not just say vinasan also? The answer is lefisha matzina beakdeishus v'maisa shemeschalin amal shabachulin. We know that you can take that which is holy or meiser, and you can put it onto coins. Nignavu. Let's say those coins were stolen, or shavdu, or lost. Inan chayvach v'yusan. Then you don't need to replace them. Yachol af zekein. Maybe with a neder of erichin. Once you put it aside, if it's then stolen, you don't need to replace. Tamaloma, that's where it says, no, v'nasan es erichacha. You have to give the value. Chulin achievoli de gizbar. What you separated as an erich is not yet holy until it actually is delivered to the gizbar. So you see that in Erechin, there is a responsibility of it. Eliyat Marzi, if we're going to say, this is what we said. Am Rav Amun, Rav Amun said, Hakol Modim Ba'arachin, everybody agrees in Arachin. Ta'af Agav Delo Amar Alay Machayev, even if he doesn't say Erki Alay, if he says Erki, Ani Be'erki, I'm going to give my Erech to the Mikdash, he has a responsibility, because the verse says, V'nasan Esa Erkecha, and that verse is telling you, Chulin Hein Biyadcha, they are Chulin, until they're actually delivered to the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, we'll stop here.